Like I told you, this interview is to learn more about stories of people who lived through Superstorm Sandy during October 22nd to 29th of 2012. And so we're going to go through the days before the storm, the days during the storm, and after the storm, and kind of like how you feel now, too, about what happened. Obviously, you tell me whatever you want to tell me and whatever you remember. Don't feel, you know, if you don't want to tell me something, you don't have to, right? So let's start first with like situating ourselves, like where in Sunset Park did you live and for how long did your family live there? And, you know, just kind of tell me, you know, a little bit of.
Okay. I lived in 61st Street between 2nd and 3rd. Okay. Avenue. We basically lived there since I was small, when I was 1 year old.
Okay. And how was your building? And in, like, what floor did you live?
There's only two floors. And there's two apartments on each floor. I lived on the first floor.
Okay. How, like, maybe could you describe your block and your neighbors? Did you know them?
Yeah, almost everyone in that block, we all know each other. We always like hang out, we always talk. And it was mostly calm there.
Calm?
Yeah, it was more calm than other places around.
Okay. So moving on to the storm, the days before the storm, do you remember anything from the days before?
Yeah, we would always go out to play, like, with our neighbors around the same age as us. And once we started to hear about the storm, our parents wouldn't let us go out as much. We were always locked inside the house. We were mostly bored.
Right. When did you hear from your parents about the storm or at school?
First at school, then I asked my parents, and we started to see mostly the news about what's been happening.
How do you remember how you prepared for the storm? Mm. Or did you prepare?
From what I remember, I don't think we did prepare as much. I remember also going to the grocery store and there wasn't much stuff.
Like everybody was going to the grocery store, yeah. And
I
things
feel
were
like
out.
Everyone was panicking about that. I also remember the waters. There was barely any water. I remember that we had to rush to the gas station also for gas with my grandpa. There was huge lines just waiting to go there, and they had limited.
How do you remember how you felt?
Well, I didn't understand much at the time because they didn't explain much, but I was scared, like, seeing how everyone was panicking. Mm-hmm. And I remember I had asked my parents because we lived near the bay. I had asked them, I'm like, is it going to be worse for us? Or are we going to be okay? Are we going to be safe?
And how do you think your parents, like, were they scared too? Or did they just...
And they never showed that they were scared. So I believe that they weren't. They were mostly calm at that time. I'm assuming just not to scare us, since we were four.
You had three siblings then?
Yes.
Okay, so it's four of you and your parents.
Yes.
What, where in the siblings are you? Are you the oldest, the youngest?
The second.
And so how did you, like, talk with your siblings about it?
Yes, I remember when it would be really stormy, we would hug each other when we would get scared. Me and my younger sister were scared of the lightning and the thunder.
Right. So, anything else that you remember from before the storm hits?
Before the storm? No, I don't think so. Okay.
So now, during the storm, what kind of things do you remember?
We were mostly locked inside the house until around Halloween. I still tell my sisters about that story, because I remember that we begged our parents to take us out trick-or-treating. And there were barely kids out. There were some, And that's when I saw that it was actually really bad, because there was a time where the winds were pushing us, we couldn't walk, and our dad had to go pick us up in the car just to take us home.
When the storm hit, do you remember if you went to school that day, or when did school close?
I don't remember exactly what day, but when we saw that it was getting hard, our parents didn't want us to go to school. They didn't want to risk our safety.
Right. Was it, what do you think were the main, effects of the storm in Sunset Park? Was it wind, or what caused the most damage?
Yeah, I feel like it was mostly wind.
Did you see any flooding?
From what I remember, there wasn't much flooding in Sunset. At least the areas that I went around.
Okay. Was there anything that impacted you during the storm? Were you, looking out the window or something? Or were you,
Yeah, we were mostly at the window looking at how bad it was getting.
When the storm stopped, what did you do? Did you go out? Did you stay in the house?
Yeah, I remember when it finally stopped, we all went running out to play because we were tired of being locked inside the house.
And how did the neighborhood look? Were people out, or was everybody still scared? Or?
Well, most neighbors were out. They were all seeing how it was. Some trees, I remember, had fallen, mostly the small ones, and up until now, they're still taking out trees that were impacted by them.
Did you guys have electricity and water?
The electricity had stopped for a while.
Okay.
It had turned off, and I don't remember if we used candles at that time to turn off. Yeah.
What about the, subway and the buses and all that stuff, do you remember? Or
no, at that time we didn't really use the subway. Okay. We mostly walked everywhere.
Okay. Do you remember if there was anybody, an organization or the government or anybody who came to help people who had, lost things in the storm?
No, from I remember, no one actually went to ask.
Were, neighbors helping each other, or...?
Yes, in the building. We all know each other. We think of each other as family, since we've opened it around the same time. We helped each other. We were asking, how we were. I remember one of my neighbors didn't have much food, and we would give her some.
Do you feel like Sunset Park was impacted a lot, or do you feel things were mostly okay?
I feel like it was mostly okay. It wasn't as impacted. At least I saw in the news that there were a lot of places that were.
So, after the storm, do you remember how much time... Well, you said that you kind of stayed... in your place till Halloween,
yeah.
Right? So
yeah.
So did you basically stay a week and not go to school? Were schools closed?
Yes. We didn't go to school at that time.
Did your parents go to work, or were their workplaces closed as well?
My dad, he did go to work at that time. I remember also he was worried about that. Because my grandpa has a business for landscaping, and they were helping people out.
What did do you remember anything that your dad would say about how the storm had
impacted their work? No, he didn't really tell us.
How do you think the storm affected you in how you live today? Or did it? You know, are you... Do you feel like you're scared of storms, or...?
Yes, actually, I am kind of scared of storms. I tell my sisters that I'm mostly scared of tsunamis. And that's what I was thinking of when Hurricane Sandy hit. Mm.
Like of the water, you're like more like the flooding and all that stuff.
Yeah, because I'm like, there's not much we could do other than run.
Yeah. So. Do you feel like you've changed how you, like where you live or how you live because of any of these experiences, or it's not that?
I feel like now I'm more cautious because of that. Before, I didn't really used to look about that.
Do you think about how to prepare for the next storm?
Yes.
And how would you, what have you thought about?
I remember, like, we would load up and, like, stuff, water, mostly the essentials. Mm-hmm. People also, like, with toilet paper, with everything. Mm-hmm.
Do you feel like you would be able to be prepared now, like, if it happened again?
I feel like I would, but it's never, like, certain if we would.
What are some of the things that you think would help? Like, if anybody was helping communities prepare, what would you think would be good for you? Like, what would you want an organization or the government to
do? From what I've seen, I think food supply would help a lot, because I saw that most people didn't have much food at the time. Mm-hmm. Or if they did, like, everything would go up in price,
right,
and they wouldn't be able to afford it. Mm-hmm. So I feel like food supplies would help a lot.
Do you feel New York City?
Hey.
Do you feel like New York City is ready for the next storm? Like if another Hurricane Sandy happens, do you think?
I feel like we
learned our lessons.
We could. I feel like we did. But I don't know, it's also, we never know how strong it would be.
Is there anything else you want to tell me? Any other stories that you have from the storm?
No, I don't think so.
Do your parents still live where you lived?
Yes, they still live there. My parents and my sisters, my three sisters.
Oh, your three sisters still live there in the same place. And they all, like, do you talk about Hurricane Sandy?
Does it come up? I brought it up to them when I told them about the interview. And my sister was willing to come, but she said she had work, so she couldn't come.
Do you feel like they have, like, this was something that, like, impacted your family and you still talk about it? And
No, we didn't really talk much about it. It's like we completely forgot about it at some point. Yeah.
I don't know if there's anything else that you want to say about that, or if there's anything, I don't know, that you want to share.
I don't think I remember much, so I don't think
so. Okay, perfect. All right, well, thank you so much for participating in this project. We will, you know, put your interview back in the NYU library, and we're going to share with you our results and hopefully make the city more prepared for, you know, another storm.